Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United States this week promoted a plan for a hostage release and ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The plan comes amid tensions between the U.S. and Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken voiced clear disagreements between the United States and Israel over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's repeated intention to invade the southern city of Rafah. Netanyahu insists that Israel must invade Rafah to fight the last four battalions of Hamas there and locate Yahya Sinwar, the leader of Hamas in Gaza, creating pressure for a hostage release. But President Biden has made it clear he is opposed to a Rafah operation unless Israel can guarantee safety for the more than 1 million civilians sheltered there. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Thursday he did not see any indication Hamas was planning any attack on U.S. troops in Gaza.
I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that.
He added measures were being put in place for the safety of military personnel, a maritime pier constructed by the U.S. military to speed the flow of humanitarian aid in Gaza, should be open within a matter of days, despite poor weather hampering preparations. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said on Thursday, the United States has called on both Israel and Hamas to ensure that aid bound for civilians in Gaza is not disrupted after a shipment from Jordan was attacked by Israeli settlers and subsequently diverted by Palestinian militants. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Abu Mohammed says he is concerned about the health of his children as domestic waste piles up at a makeshift dump in Gaza, located less than 500 feet from his home. Olivia Zelino from Reuters has more.
With the conflict between Israel and Hamas now in its seventh month, domestic waste has been piling up. Some municipalities have been left with little choice but to find new dumping grounds. Mohammed says the dump's proximity to his home has him worrying about the health of his family.
This street was completely empty. We did not suffer like this before. The municipality used to be active, but after the war and the aggression that occurred, it ceased its operations.
Aid agencies warned in February that the majority of people had no access to clean drinking water and that sanitation services were wholly ineffective, with none of Gaza's wastewater treatment systems working.
Olivia Zelino from Reuters. Germany says Russia will face consequences after accusing its military intelligence service of masterminding and, quote, absolutely intolerable cyber espionage campaign. European Union and NATO member countries also said they will not let Russia's, quote, malicious cyber behavior go unanswered. Relations between Russia and Germany have been tense. Germany is providing military support to Ukraine in its ongoing war with Russia. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock, who is visiting Australia, says Russia state hackers were behind an intrusion last year that targeted the Social Democrats, the leading party in Germany's governing coalition. The Air Force's top civilian has made a historic flight aboard an F-16 controlled by artificial intelligence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
At California's Edwards Air Force Base, Secretary Frank Kendall smiled as he stepped out of an experimental F-16 fighter jet after an hour-long flight controlled by artificial intelligence in a dogfight against a human-piloted jet.
I wasn't terribly worried about the risk of the atomic.
The Air Force is planning for an entire AI-enabled fleet of 1,000 unmanned jets to operate by 2028 as it envisions penetrating airspace without risking human pilot lives. The shift is driven partly by cost, but Kendall tells the AP it's also a security risk not to have the technology. China's Air Force fleet is on pace to outnumber the American one. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has welcomed Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and on his first visit to the country, with the two meeting at Brasilia and the South American leader pushing his counterpart to buy his beef. Brazil had wished to seize on the bilateral meeting to push forward an agreement to open Japanese markets to Brazilian beef, a goal the Latin American country has pursued since 2005. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.